Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it if you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making they life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and they ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Listen. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Yeah. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. Yeah. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight till the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm here.
All right. Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, April 26, 2021. Raven 98 here, along with hello.
Right. Good morning, TNT. I was here. I was even here when the little girl was on the phone earlier. I don't even know if she was on the phone, but anyway. All right. What's going on? It is Monday. We are still here. Man, did you send out any good news over the weekend?
No. No good news went out over the weekend. It's been nice and quiet.
So, guys, I'm going to tell you something funny first. And then I'm going to tell you something good. And then I'm going to tell you what I didn't tell you last week. Since we are here, it is Monday. Even though the time frame is not over. So, but I got to start. Guys, I am super fantastic. I am super fantastic. I mean, I actually feel that way every day. Just so you guys know. I mean, I get tired like everybody else. I get frustrated like everybody else. But I know what's about to happen. So I can see the end of the tunnel. So I just keep moving. So what I don't do, I don't know about Ray. You guys can hear Ray. He's like frustrated all the time. But anyway, what I don't do is I don't care what people are saying about me. You know, I mean, I really don't care. Ray don't care. Because you guys know he don't care anyway. But just say it. Again, you guys got to just realize the only reason anybody can say anything about Tony, anything about Ray, is I'm just going to say jealousy, I guess. I don't know. Because I can't think of nothing else. Because we haven't done anything to him. I don't even know him. Anything else. But and I'm saying this because whoever he was, I didn't even go look at it. Some put out a video over the weekend, tell you guys all about the RV and the update and not going to happen. It's going to happen. Some shit. But anyway, he was like, oh, he's blowing you and Ray up. I mean, he's really blowing Ray up. And I start laughing. I said, I mean, just, well, you guys don't have to call and tell me all that because we really don't care. It's the only way they can get people to their site. The only way they can get paid. The only way they can get recognized is put, you know, Tony in the caption or Ray in the caption or this or that, whatever it is. So, I mean, I love you all. I love the tech and everything, but I don't get excited about it. You don't have to get excited about it. You guys don't have to blow my phone, though. Did you hear what they're saying about you? Because it really doesn't matter, okay? Because in the end, and you hear me say this a lot, because I do, in the end, we win. And that's all we care about. We win. We got the policy. We got the procedures. We got everything. We know this is supposed to go. In the end, when it comes up, we're all happy. That's all. So, and I brought it up because whoever the YouTube guy was, I heard he was saying something. And then I can't even remember his name, somebody I never heard of. And then Frank was all excited about TNT, because, you know, because Frank's an idiot, always has been. But from that, it still just doesn't matter. So we're going to keep being who we are. We're going to be TNT, super fantastic. What do you say, Ray? However you say it. But that's what we're going to be.
Fantabulous
That's right. That's how we're going to be right here. So I'm telling you, please don't fight for me because I'm not even fighting that fight. All right? Just so everybody knows. All right. What's the good stuff? So we are here. I don't know if he's going to get back or not, but I'm just going to try and tell you guys. You know, Curtis Samuel was supposed to be in Baghdad yesterday. And they were going to have their final meeting and everything was supposed to be implemented this week. Everything was supposed to be implemented this week, according to their schedule. Even the RV was supposed to be implemented this week. I already made calls this morning. I don't know what the new schedule is. I don't even know that it changed from the old schedule because I haven't got hold of them because of the explosion in the hospital. So, you know, 100 people killed, 100 people injured, and the next 3 days is 3 days of mourning for the entire country. So I don't know that we're going to see it in the next 3 days during this time of mourning. That's my only question. We were supposed to see it in the next 3 days, is what I was told, but I don't know if we will. Again, the banks have been authorized to go since last week. They have just chosen not to go. And, you know, they are authorized to go. I got that from our city councilman. I got that from the Treasury this morning. I actually got it from on Friday. So they were told they can go. They're just choosing not to. And I'm not mad at them, you know. I'm not going until I can see it. So in Iraq, everything again is finalized. CBI, people are starting to demonstrate, though. They're not calling it riots yet, uproar, but they are demonstrating. They want their jobs, their school. They want what they were promised. Al-Kazimi came out, put out a statement. Nothing has changed. He said, nothing has changed. We're going to do exactly what we said we're going to do. You're still going to get everything promised. And it's going to be implemented shortly. Again, they told me it was going to be this week. So, this is what I didn't tell you guys. All right. So the citizens were actually told some stuff we weren't told, and we don't have any articles or everything else. But it was being broadcast to them that everything they waited for was now coming, and it would be here in the coming days, as in this week. They were actually told this on Thursday and Friday. So we were waiting to see if it happened or not. But again, we're going to have to wait for that update. Every time I could tell you we do see something, when they think it's going to go or we think it's going to go, Iran, the militia, whoever you call me, they've been shooting off the missiles thinking that's going to delay it and cause an incident. I really don't believe this hospital thing. They put it out like an accident, but you don't blow up a hospital. And they said it was the, what do you call them, the air tanks? Was there,
oxygen tanks?
Yeah, the oxygen tanks. Somehow oxygen tank blew up the whole hospital. 100 people dead, 100 injured. But that's what the investigation is looking at, everything else. And it could be a pure accident. I just, you know, doubt it. I doubt it. They removed people from their positions immediately. They arrested everybody at the hospital. Which is until the investigation is over. So I was like, ooh, man, glad I don't work there. But other than that, let's do what we do.
All right. Questions on the board. We'll start with those. Land to rent says, in the past, we have said, two-year exchange, sit down and negotiate and try to get the contract right. So we do this, and they say not going to happen. Well, they don't know what it is I'm talking about. Should I get up and take my money to another bank, call and make another appointment, or is that a bad idea? I guess my question is, do I really walk out or just suck it up and take what they say because I'm going to get that everywhere?
Well, first of all, that's a private choice. You have to decide if you're going to fight or flight. That's everybody's decision, fight or flight. Second of all, I'm hoping that we have a call before you guys start going to the bank. We have the information, and I can tell you they are prepared and waiting for you with that information. So there's no question about it. The third thing is you can always, once people start posting in the forum on the site, make copies of it, and they got this rate, it's close to this rate, and showing that people are, in fact, getting it. I mean, it's not the actual documents, but every little bit can help. And if all else fails, you know what Ray's phone number is. Call him. He'll talk to him for you.
But on the get up and walk right. out part of that, that's what I intend to do. If I don't get what I want, I am going to get up and walk out, and I'll do that to two or three banks before I finally concede and say, okay, well, I've been to three or four banks. They're all saying the same thing. Then bank number four, that's who I do business with. But I'm going to go through at least two or three of them telling me the exact same thing before I say, okay, well, this is it. Because I don't think that's going to happen, but I will do that to get what I want. One golf dude.
Nothing beats a failure but a try, guys. Remember that.
Right.
Just keep remembering that.
One golf dude says, should we be concerned about the news posting that the Iraqi officials say it may be a year before they make any adjustments to the dinar value? Do you think that's a smokescreen?
I do think it's a smokescreen. I don't think they can sustain for a year. And I don't mean that they couldn't keep the rate like that, but they couldn't keep all their goals or they would have been done. They couldn't keep the rate like that and bring investors in to help them rebuild and modernize and do everything else, or it would have already happened. So it's not just about the government. And in September, they're going to have a new government, and God knows what's going to happen then. They already said the 2022 budget is not going to be on time because they're supposed to be working it right now, but guess what? They don't want to work it because all of them are fired on September the 7th. So they don't want the new government to put in a new budget. So it hasn't even started. There are too many things that could go wrong in the process. Plus, every day when the price of oil goes up, it gives their people just more ammunition of why are we starving? Why are you giving us this artificial rate, you know? Why do we not have the jobs, the school, and everything else that you promised us? So, no. There's no way it could wait 2 years, 3 years. I don't even think a year or 6 months, to tell you the truth. And it's like everything else. So it's a couple provinces that have started demonstrating, and, you know, it's like anything else. You take a snowball and roll it down the hill, pretty good chance it'll turn into an avalanche. So they are, you know, kind of playing with it, and I don't think they can afford to. And I know that the plan is not for them to anyway, or the banks wouldn't be doing all the things they're doing. All right? What's next?
B-A-P-O-H says, in the past, we have been told to compare the buy rate to the sell rate. If we are exchanging dinar, dom, etc., when the RV happens, we should be getting the contract rate, international rate, whatever we can negotiate. Why would we be interested in the buy-sell rates? I am confused. Unless this is a hidden fee, we would be paying to exchange.
I'm confused, too. And I tell you guys, I'm not worried about the rates on the screen. I'm worried about the contract rate. You know, what levels there are above the contract rates. And again, we're going to try and put all that out there so that you know that's what I'm going for. I don't care about the buy-sell rate or the difference. Everybody's in this to make money, including the banks. Now, they say there is going to be a fee. I'll tell you, I already had somebody complete the whole thing and didn't pay any fee. Everybody's fee should be less than 1% or 0.5%. I mean, tell her when they're going to change the same fees they've been charging. But when we're talking people with 100 million, billion, 50 million, 30 million, I'm not giving anybody $3 million, period, or $300,000 just to sign four or five pieces of paper and create my account. I think all that is negotiable. And we've gone over how you should negotiate it. If you want me to leave my money here and give me this, then I don't expect to see no fees. I mean, I just don't. You're already going to get that money back. Plus, again, the more you have, the bigger that 0.5% or 0.25% is, till it just gets ridiculous. And nobody's paying that for you to just do a money transaction. I would hope not anyway. All right? Hopefully I got that. What's next?
Well, let's clear up part of that. Because you made a plan that fits only certain people. And members, you need to know and understand, when we give strategies and actions, everything is not the same for everyone. Now, much to Tony's surprise and disbelief, some of you don't want the contract rate. You don't intend to even go in and try to get it. You told me that for whatever your reasons. So this other information is for those people who aren't going to try to get the contract rate. You need to be planning to negotiate from the beginning if you're not going for the contract rate. And that's where understanding and learning these different rates, the buy-sell rate. Right now, you call a bank and ask for a currency, they're going to quote two rates to you, the buy rate and the sell rate. One's what you pay if you go get it. The other one is what they give you if you bring it in. That's not going to change when the RV happens. They're just going to be higher numbers. They're still going to have a buy rate, a sell rate. You know what they are, then you know how to negotiate around those to get the best deal, since you are clearly not going after the 2850 contract rate for the dinar. For whatever reason, you don't want it. So everything that we share on the call, folks, isn't etched in stone for everybody the exact same way. It's get in where you fit in. And for the contract rate people, we've always told you, you need to get in there quick, fast, and in a hurry. And some of you have heard me and seen me post, it gets greater later, don't rush in. But that's not for the contract rate people. That's for the other rate people. No need for you to rush in. You're not going after the contract rates, but the basic rates will get better, or you will negotiate something. It just won't be 2850. So members, don't get confused with when we say one particular thing. Just make sure that it applies to you specifically. And if it doesn't, then some of the other things that we're sharing, that's who that applies to. So we're giving multiple messages to multiple types of people. You just take the message that fits you and work your plan. GLE Mast. Ray, if the numbers are released Wednesday, when will you be available for consultations? N-O-D-A-Y. That's no day.
No day. How does that happen?
Consultations. No day. Thank you very much. I appreciate your vote of confidence in me and my knowledge, but I can't be trying to accommodate folks on individual basis. There's just too many, so I'm not even going to put that out there. We're going to be focusing on group information, group trainings, group everything is going to be geared for groups of people, so that we can put it out there to everybody, but not just one singular person. There's just not enough man hours for that. DP2Win says, do you believe that there will be a global collapse, aka financial crisis, before or after the reset? And how would that affect how you manage your money after the exchange?
No. I do not believe there's going to be a global collapse. There's no reason for one, especially not after the RV, when so many countries are going to have money. And the purpose of the RV is to restart the global community. So, no, There will be no collapse unless the day after the RV, the COVID starts all over again. And again, if you guys are paying attention, what even happened when the countries were shut down? All around the world, what happened when they were shut down? The rich got richer the whole time. They put their money to work, and they worked smarter, not harder. They took every opportunity, and the rich in every country got richer. So only difference will be if you're going to be on the right side of it if it does happen. All right? I don't believe it's going to happen, though, guys. And I think, you know, I don't believe in borrowing trouble. You know, as I said, you know, I'm not going to live my life scared, worried, petrified about something that might not ever happen. And I don't even see the possibility of it happening. I plan for it to be greater. All right? What's next?
Head in a blender.
I know that's
have
a problem.
Have you heard of anyone cashing in this past weekend? No, we're never going to hear of anyone cashing in on any weekend. Yeah, we plan to hear of some people exchanging, but not cashing in.
But listen, I haven't heard it. I didn't say it. I didn't see it. It was sent to me that Tony told my people were doing exchanges, and Tony ain't said nothing. Okay? I haven't said not one person exchanges, guys. I would tell you if I did. So you got to be careful with those things. And again, I'm saying try to hear things for yourself. Try to go out there and look for it in writing or something instead of just accepting those things. Okay, I had my own friends call me and I said, hey, you said some people exchange. I want to go up. I didn't say anything. I'll tell you, I didn't. And there will be, has been, and is going to be more instances of people just attaching my name to something. Or attaching Ray's name to something, some kind of statement or situation. So be extra careful. The only reason I did it, when Oki called me, because Oki called me, and he said, I want you to know, this is what I got. And I told you guys, I told me, yeah, but my information says that's not going to happen. And it didn't happen. But he was still excited about it, and for good reason, from the source where he got it from. I can understand it. So those things will happen, but we try to hear from the horse's mouth as we can. Okay, what's next?
Jim and KC, he said some things had to be said and done over the weekend for the RV to happen. What were they, and were they said and done?
So things were actually said, they just weren't done. And again, that's why we said the hospital explosion was on Sunday, just when it was supposed to be occurring. It didn't occur. They put off the Kurdistan delegation for 2 days before they even going to come up, do final discussions, and we're going to make some announcements at that time. So again, I said, we're just going to have to wait and see what happens. It was supposed to be this week. Next 3 days, actually, probably not, but that was the word that was being put out. So we'll see. And that's what I wasn't telling you guys, because I wasn't supposed to do any pre-announcements before the announcements. And now I just announced everything. So all right, what's next?
Stardust. Ray, it's my birthday. Looking forward to the birthday song. Okay. Stardust. Celebrating a birthday today. And I think the other person will be on in shortly.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna
bossy, bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate.
Happy birthday. Okay, this is a question from, I think it looks like, Mitt. So it says, I want to know if a relative was already nice to you and you made them the trustee on a living trust, but they are already showing their true colors and you feel like you're going to be offed when the new wealth comes in. How do you dissolve a living trust? I already hid the documents from the person. A living trust is not an asset protection tool. It literally does nothing until you die. So if you want to just get rid of it, just shut it down and don't put any assets in it. But it's a probate tool. It's a tool that kicks in to avoid probate when you pass. So it's a little bit different than a complex trust is a probate tool that you don't have to die to benefit from it, but when you die, it still gives you the probate protection. But a living trust is not a tool to be using while you're living. They really should name it a dying trust, because that's when it does something, when you die. If you have it set up that way, all of your assets go to that trust. So now if you don't want your relatives that you put in charge to do things after you're dead and gone, then just shut that trust down and dissolve it. Yes, sir.
So my relative that I liked on Monday is now hinted that he might kill me on Wednesday, so I want to get rid of the trust before Friday and it goes live. That would just happen.
Yeah, well, I guess if that's the case.
That's what he asked you. Now I don't trust him. What the hell? Oh, my God. But at any time, can you change the trustee without dissolving the trust?
I don't know as far as a living trust. I wouldn't have one in the first place. But the trust that we teach on, that I'm sharing with folks, you are the trustee, so you're not going to be changing it. It's going to be you.
Right. Okay, then. Man, I'm thinking if somebody's already plotting to kill me before I even get the money, I'd be as far away from that person as I could get and definitely wouldn't have their name or anything. Matter of fact, I wouldn't even shred it. I'd set it on fire. Just to make sure.
Right. That's right.
All right. What's next?
Okay. Ooh. Let's talk to some live individuals. 512 area code. You are on.
Hello, guys. How are you today?
Right. I'm super fantastic. How are you?
To the nth degree. Good. And yourself.
Good. Hey, I'm super fantastic. But look, I had to step away from my phone for a minute, and I just wanted to get clarification. Tony, you were explaining to us something you had mentioned on Friday about, you said on Monday you would, I guess if the RV hadn't happened over the weekend, you would know something on Monday for sure. And I was just wondering, did you shared that already, that piece that you know you would have known today?
Yep, sure did. Told everybody what I was expecting on Sunday, why it didn't happen, when it might happen, and what's going to happen this week. So did you just get on the call? Because you missed everything.
Well, I know I had dialed in, but I stepped away. I could listen to that on the replay. But right now, can you just, I guess, clarify with everything that happened in Iraq, are we waiting till that kind of clears up or fix itself before we can even think about this thing going over?
Guys, everything is done. Iraq is fixed, okay? They have a budget and said it is the final budget. They've already corrected the budget, said it does not go back to Parliament and made it public. They have the rate. They're telling everybody they're going to implement the white papers, and it's going to be retroactive to the 1st of January when they do. Well, it was supposed to be implemented this week. It was last week. It didn't happen. This week, the schedule was Monday through Wednesday, implement the white paper, which implements everything else. So we were supposed to see it. Kurdistan was supposed to come on Sunday. Through the final, the ministers, everybody was supposed to divide up the money. All that was supposed to happen on Sunday, which it didn't happen. Why? Because the hospital got blown up. Now they're in
right.
the 3 days of mourning. So we don't know if it's before the 3 days or during the 3 days, and that's the information that I'm waiting for. Over here, the same thing. The banks are ready. The Treasury is ready. The Treasury is printing money like it's monopoly money in anticipation of what's happening, so that the banks will have money when people go and do what, you know, we call make a run on the bank, because that's what's going to happen. Everybody's going to make a run on the bank, even if they do it, you know, 500 or 5,000. They're going to want that and expect that right then. And I've told you guys several times over the last 15 years, the money's not there because the money was never there. And they're trying to make it digital. Well, now they're trying to print enough money to satisfy everybody so they have some new bills in their hands. So we'll see what goes on, okay? But that's what's happening. Everybody's ready. There's no hold up. Iran and the militia, which is still part of Iran, are constantly still trying to stop it. Maliki's still trying to stop it. They know the schedule better than we know the schedule, but we keep seeing incidents over and over again. That's their attempts to disrupt it. But they keep saying it's not going to happen. It's approved and done, and we're going to see it. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's what I was talking about, in lieu of the new incident. All right, then. That sounds good.
Let me just tell you what you were talking about. You just had me do the whole call over again just for you.
Well, I sure appreciate your generosity.
Well, that's okay. When Bus Lady come, I'll probably have to do it all over again, but okay.
Okay. Well, that's Texas for you, right? That's my sister.
That's
Texas,
right.
So I got her back. All right, you guys.
All right.
Have a good day.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
That ridge is...
972.
We run it this way.
Danny.
Hello, Danny in Dallas.
Hey, sir.
Hey, Danny. Danny, let me start first. So,
sure.
I did see yesterday, and I'm sorry, I was doing something, and actually, I just remembered it when he said that. I'm like, oh man. I'm sorry.
Well, it's all right. Some people call that Waxahachie, but not me.
Okay.
No, you remember when I typed in afterwards. If you can't make it, I understand. No problem. But I will start with that question. There's a lot of rattle out on the internet having to do with embarrassingly large prices for these things. You guys have shot straight with us the whole time. You've always been reasonable, and you've even reacted to some of those outlandish pricings. So I'm having to make some strategic decisions that are worthless if those pricings, if there's any kind of a reality to it. At this point, I am assuming there is not, because we're talking about international rates in the teens on just about everything they name, and then they say it's verified with Wells Fargo. Of course, that's the lead bank and this stuff, and I don't know where they got it. Got it from four different sources, but that was my my primary point I wanted to just talk with you about. I'm content to get a nickel a piece. I don't really care, like you. It's, the rate is not that important. We need to go with our strategy and have our plan ready to go. But how do we handle that? Do we just blow it off and walk the hatchet?
Listen, Nanny, I'm going to be honest with you, too, and which I always have been. It's always crazy to me when they come out with these new rates. But these are not only the rates that are on the screen, and I'm getting it from multiple banks, but they're the rates they're being trained on.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the rate that some of the, you know, parameters are being based off of. Like I said, with the ZIM at 11 cents, but with 10 notes, it was 33 cents, 36 cents, and now as high as 60 cents. And I'm just saying that's ridiculous. And I say it's ridiculous because, like I said, I know one guy that had 1,000 notes. You know,
yeah.
450, are you going to give that kind of money? But they keep telling me, yeah, that's what
oh
it is.
Goodness.
That's what we're doing. And again, more than one bank. Same thing with the dog, you know. And this guy's already done paperwork. I'll tell you guys, got paid, and we went from 47 cents to $12 for the dog. How did
wow.
that happen? You know. So, but it's based on how much you have, I guess. I don't know. I know it sounds crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me because. Because it's crazy, but
well,
that's the rate they have, and that is the plan so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you never shied back from addressing it directly, and I appreciate that. I guess once the 800 number is given, we'll start getting some feedback inside the community, and it may alter some plans and make some plans crystal clear. Don't know. Okay, well, that's all I got, fellas. I'm still excited, and everybody I talk to is ready to go there. Their heart's beating a little faster, and they're making sure their currency counts and everything else. What if this little delay allows us to buy more? Oh, my.
That's right. Oh, my. Buy more.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. I'm gonna shut off on that. Thank you, fellas. Bye now.
Take care.
All right.
270 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony Avery, how you guys doing?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right. This is Cameron from Kentucky. Ray, the Kentucky grandmas are still looking for you.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to call
wait,
and let
wait,
you guys know.
Wait, is it the crutches and wheelchair grandmas or the 60s short skirt grandma? Which one are you looking for?
Well, there's both.
Oh, okay.
and the ones in the wheelchairs are in the motorized wheelchairs. Hey, but I did want to call you guys. I had a buddy of mine that's up North Dakota that got me into this. He had called his bank, I guess it was Thursday or Friday, and the ZIM rate that they offered him was 28 cents on the ZIM. So now he is waiting on a wealth manager to call him back. And that was just a regular bank, not one of the banks. So, I just
okay.
want you guys know about that. And plus, tomorrow, I go in the hospital. They found 3 blockages in me. I've got to have some stents put in tomorrow. So, I'm hoping when I get out of the hospital Wednesday, y'all got some real good news for me.
Well, you go in that way because it's important that you go in being positive. And knowing that you got something to look forward to.
That's right.
I'm sorry to hear you got to have stents put in, but you know what? It just means you get to enjoy your money that much longer, right?
Oh, that's right. You know, I shouldn't have been so stubborn and ignored so long, but, you know, God gives you so many chances, and he puts that warning sign out there and drops that hammer. You better pay attention.
That's right. There you go.
But I've
all
got
right.
faith
let
in
us know
it,
that you made it
I know
through,
it's
going to
happen.
Yeah.
So, but I'll call you guys again Wednesday if I'm out of the hospital.
All right. Thank you, sir. Good luck.
All right, bud. Y'all take care. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Looks like we started something with this bus lady stuff. So Chris wants to ride the bus too.
Chris wants to ride the bus.
Yeah. So she's sending in a donation. And all the bus lady.
Oh, good. Because I was waiting for Walt. Because I'm gonna tell him she didn't get one today. I tell you, she's gonna be worthless. If you make the money.
All right, let's see. Next up is 209 area code.
Good morning. Good afternoon. My question is,
good morning.
I brought a lady in. Good morning. I brought a lady in just a few weeks ago, and she purchased some dong. So I've been trying to educate her on everything you've taught us. And one of the things I said to her was that you had suggested that we get a separate computer to do our banking. So she says, well, why? Because I got my computer here, and, you know, I couldn't answer her question. So could you please verify why we're getting a separate computer for banking?
Okay, it's just like, I was just trying to keep a clean line on my bank account. Once you have a computer and you start going to other sites, there's chances they all cook and get cookies, and you could easily get hacked or get a Trojan horse or get anything on there and get in there and get all your information off your computer. But if the only place my computer ever goes is to my bank account, I'm not worried about all the rest of that frivolous stuff at this point, right? That's why I'm
okay.
Going. Okay.
And that makes sense. I'm not, computer savvy, but that makes sense to me. My second question is, we've been taught to red flag our accounts once we do the exchange. Are we doing that and asking for a personal banker, or are we asking that of the wealth manager, or is it one the same or different?
You're going to ask your, at what level you are, personal banker or wealth manager, to flag your account so the tellers and other employees cannot see your account. Okay? Your balances. So that third-party vendors, because they're going to try and get you to sign something saying that you authorize them to use third-party vendors to make, you know, give you the best deals and offers, and you say no, because I don't want all those people calling me, because that's what will happen. You know, I just put $20 million in her account. You'll get all kind of investments and sales, and but they're all their vendors.
Okay, that answers my question.
So,
thank you very much.
Yeah, you're saying I don't want that. I want you to be the only one in my account. And if there's any third-party vendors or anything else we need, they need to come through you. You tell him that. And that way he'll definitely stop it. Okay?
Yeah, he doesn't want a bunch of calls, that's for sure.
That's right.
You've answered my questions. I thank you again for the education. I thank again the 100 people that have kept this site going for us. And God bless, and I'm out.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. 281 area code, you are next.
Well, hello, Ray. And hello, Tony. How you doing?
Hey, Worthless, how you doing?
I'm good. Now, look here. I'm going to need you to stop him with this foolishness. All your men are talking about worthlessness and that. Ain't nothing worthless over here. He just didn't say it, but it ain't worthless on this end. How about that? Now,
what
you
say is just empty? Is that what you say? Did you say it was empty?
I said he may not have said anything, but there's nothing worthless over here. Okay. So now what I need you to do is send me my 175. I need my 175. Just send it on over here. whether you send it or not. Now, I do have some questions. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, all right. Probably about 3. Okay. So there was an article that came out where it says, you know, of course, the U.S. have contacted the CBI, you know, Central Bank of Iraq, that they are ready to support, you know, their reform plan, which is a great thing. They're telling us that they're ready to go. So could that have been one of the things that we have been needing to hear as well? It's public. They're ready. So now it comes to me, help.
it gives confidence to their plan and that
right.
they're ready, not just for their citizens, but for the other countries who are waiting to see what happens. Yes, we're
right.
going to support this. We believe in it. So, yeah, it doesn't hurt. I don't know that we were specifically waiting for it, but it can only help. So, all right?
Okay. So, with that said, kind of piggyback off of that, then that means that they can't hold this rate too much longer, do you think? Because we know Iraq is ready. So now that the U.S. have kind of pretty much put it out in the world that they are ready, seem like that rate should come right on. You know, we should be seeing that sooner than later. That's just
well,
in my opinion.
Again, I think we were – okay. First of all, they said they wanted to do some things, and it got delayed at the beginning of the year. So they came out
right.
and told everybody. So they're behind the power curve of where they wanted to be. They wanted this to already be done. So, but
uh-huh.
but again, it got delayed.
Right.
So now they're trying
okay.
to get all caught up, and they're trying to get caught up in the amount of reserves that they have.
Uh-huh.
Remember, they were at $70 billion before. Then they were now, last announcement, they were at 61 point something billion, and they were trying to get back to, you know, they're stretching it out, and they said they were stopping the currency, the smuggling, everything else, and the rate itself being this low was rebuilding the reserves faster than they even thought. And I said, well,
uh-huh.
well, last week's call, is that another week, another 2 weeks, another month? I mean, how long do you need to get there?
Right.
And we don't know. They could already be there. That's all of the process. That's all of the delay and reasons that they're doing it. So we're okay.
Okay. There was an article that came out today in a, I guess you'd say, a newspaper called Baz New, B-A-S-N-E-W-S. I was reading that earlier. And it was saying that Iraq's 2021 budget law goes into effect today, the 26th. So that's even better. That's some great news because that means that, at least publicly, we know they've been doing things behind the scenes already, but publicly they're telling the world that they have started pretty much implementing it. So to me, that was another clue that this rate could be popping out at any time to me. I'm thinking, and I want to get your opinion on that.
Well, what was supposed to happen is they were supposed to have the meeting yesterday, and it was supposed
mm-hmm.
to go be implemented today. So that
mm-hmm.
news still came out, even though they didn't have the meeting. But I don't think it's going to actually start until they have the meeting, because that's where the money is getting divided up, and then they can start doing the things they said. Each province is going to have their money they're supposed to work with to get their projects started. This means now they can start hiring people. The money can change. Everything can go from that point.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
mm-hmm.
they're being told in the mosque and things. This is what's going to happen. Okay?
Okay. So you said earlier when you were talking about the rates, you were saying that some of the banks or the banks are being trained on or with those rates. How would that be trained with the rates? Is that, I mean.
Well, the rates are on their screen, and they're telling them when they bring you one Zim note, this is the rate you give them. When they bring you 10 Zim notes, this is the rate you give them. When they bring you 30 Zim notes, this is the rate you give them.
Oh, okay. So it seemed like it's pretty much going to be stable. As far as them not changing too much, as the rates, I'm saying. That's
yeah,
what it
so far,
like.
that's what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Now, when it goes live, we'll see what happens. But, again, that's how they're being trained right now. And when they're sitting there and they've been told this is how it's going to operate. So
yeah.
that's what we're looking for.
So my last question is, was it Iran that you think that caused this explosion? Because we know they're mad about not – wanting this to happen, pretty much. So do they know if it was Iran that caused all of this stuff over there this weekend?
Nope. Nobody knows at all. They said there's an investigation.
Okay.
They fired the top four people. The article says they arrested everybody in the hospital, and then they arrest until they find out what happened, which is a bad situation. But I don't put it past them. Like I tell everybody, I mean, I just don't get oxygen tanks blowing up the whole hospital, and it's an accident. I don't see it, but who knows?
Yeah. Okay. Well, those were my questions. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ray. And let's hope this is our week. I know we're already.
All right.
All right.
All
bye.
Right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. 754 area code. You are on.
Well, hold on. Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray, from beautiful South Florida. Good morning. I know you're both super fantastic and fantabulousers, so I will be one person that won't keep asking that. Today is my husband's 77th birthday. When the call wasn't going to happen, I said he's going to miss the birthday song. So could you please play it for him?
Sure. Does him have a name you'd like to use? Or
yes.
A board
Wayne.
Name or Wayne?
Wayne.
All right. Great.
Well, he texts you as Mahjong Lady's husband.
Right.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake.
Bossy in the island way. You'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have a no worries, don't you hesitate. It's time to party, time to celebrate.
All right, Wayne, happy birthday to you, sir.
Happy birthday, young man.
And, Tony, one thing for you. Unfortunately, we had to replace you with Mahjong since you haven't shown up for a game. So we have to give you a seat away. Because it's all about the money. And since you are not contributing any money, we can't hold the seat for you.
Okay, but I still get my share, though, right?
Well... My first question, you said that the banks chose not to be there today. Could the reason be that they chose not to because of the 3 days of mourning, because of the hospital?
No, they chose not to last. As of last Wednesday, they were authorized to go. And they were supposed to start Wednesday and then Thursday. They chose not to because they weren't going to take a chance on just this. Remember I said it Friday? No, something's going to happen and it's not going to go. And we're already paying out money, and that's what happened. And it didn't go. And they were still paying out all this money. And, you know, they would have been collecting literally worthless dollars. I mean, you know, worthless dinar and paying out all that money for it. So they're going to wait. And you remember they went through this in the beginning. You know, 5,000 people went through really quick. They were all government people. But then they paid for people. They're not going to do it with 1 million people, 10 million people. They're just not going to do that until it actually happens. So the Treasury can say go all you want to. Everybody else can. But, you know, they're pretty smart people running the banks.
Okay. My second question goes to the dinar. Because I'm not on Fridays and don't get the full call being given to me, if you do not have millions upon millions of dinar, in the past it was the people with the lower amount getting the contract rate. Is it now only the people with a whole lot of dinar? If you have like a million and change, you can't ask for the contract rate, or can you still ask for it? And if you don't get it, is it worth not turning in the dinar and waiting for the rate to go up?
Listen, at one point we were told if you ask for it, they're supposed to give it to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you ask for it. Now, their idea is the bank didn't want to give it to low-volume people because they said they're just going to blow it anywhere. I mean, you know, and the bank doesn't want to be a check-cashing place. And they said, I don't want to be a check-cashing center. So they're going to try and give you as little as they can get away with. But supposedly if you ask for it, they're supposed to give it to you. Now, that's only if you use the 800 number. People are going straight to the bank, to the teller, that they don't have to give them anything other than the rate that's on the screen. Okay? The bank's plan is what it has always been. The more you have, the more they want to give you, the longer they want to keep it, use it for their own purposes. It's a business decision. And that's always what they want to do.
All right. My last question is pertaining to what you just said. Are they going to go on volume of dinar only or volume of dinar combined with the other currencies you have to determine whether they'll be willing to go to the contract rate?
They're going to go volume on all your currencies together, what is going to equal in U.S. dollars. That's who they're going to make the best deals to.
Okay. All right. That answers my questions for today. I was hoping we would be in a different place, but thank you for your time. And since we're going out for my husband's birthday, we'll toast one to both of you, too. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Well, tell him I drink scotch. So he's going to toast to me. You got to drink some scotch.
He's listening on
thank
his
you.
Phone and laugh. He's listening on his phone and laughing.
Okay.
Okay.
Have a great birthday.
All right. He said thank you and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. 610, Erico, you are on. Mr. G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man. And
greetings.
G-Man, wait. See, everybody's getting popular now and getting donations, so I didn't know we just got a donation. It's a donation for G-Man Pink Slip.
All right.
They're trying to bomb you off.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
That's good. Keep those donations coming in. That way it'll keep this information superstation on the air. Right, Tony?
Yep, you got it. Thank you.
All right. Long version here, gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com. Clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app to do that. And when you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile, and in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT, hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. Again, to donate electronically, we're utilizing the Venmo app. When you go into the Venmo app, click on the business profile, and in the business profile, type in all capital letters, TNT. Hit the space bar once, and in all capital letters, the word super fantastic. and your donations will go through electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families, again, for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, Ray.
All right. Enjoy your day.
All right, Tony. You as well. Thank you.
And now it's Walt 360.
Hey,
how you doing, man?
Tony, good afternoon, Ray.
Good afternoon, Walt. Sir.
Good morning.
Well, I made it today. I'm happy to be here. And the other day I texted Tony, told him why I was not there at the time. But I'm here today. I'm happy for that. And all the A-listers except for CIA lady have been on. So I guess I would be happy to wait if you want to call on CIA first, if she's there or available, Ray, or we can progress, whatever you want.
Ray, are you here today?
Yes.
Hello? Oh. Did you not hear everything Walt just said to you?
Oh, he didn't hear my auto response.
Oh, is that what that was? Oh.
No.
No. Oh, I thought that was I thought maybe somebody had indigestion. I wasn't sure.
Me too. I was like, what was that? Okay.
No, this was one of my Christmas presents that I received. It's an electronic answering box. So when I don't feel like speaking, it will answer for me.
Ah.
It was saying no.
Whiz.
You didn't pick up
I
on
need
it.
One
though.
Of those.
So, but thank you for the offer.
Okay, well, you're
welcome. I know she says thank you for the offer, but we have to continue.
Yeah, okay. Well, then I'll Tony, the first thing, and Ray, both, the first thing that came to mind is I don't believe in coincidences, and I don't think that that oxygen bottle blew up on its own. And because when those hospitals are put together, even there, there's a certain degree of backup systems that are involved to prevent that very thing from happening. So the old saying, if it walks like a duck and talks like a duck, well, if it acts like a bomb and is devastating like a bomb, then probably a bomb. And I think that that's the thing. The thing I don't get is why they would go ahead and delay it if all these things were set to go. Because after the call the other day, I listened to it later, and I thought you gave every clue in the world that would say Monday, because you said Tuesday or Wednesday, and also that you weren't supposed to say anything. So, like you have said also, sometimes it's what you don't say that has relevance, and certainly that was to me. I thought, man, I'm gonna be smart and think like Tony, and so it'll be Monday. And then, of course, then the news comes through of that bomb attack or that explosion or whatever. So that means that the time frame then shifts to what they said they never wanted to do, which was say when it was going to happen. And now the next logical time is after their days of mourning. Yeah, I'm not quite sure why in days of mourning you couldn't celebrate and make this a holiday to remember those people that gave their lives and ultimately, you know, unknowingly sacrificed, and the country was going to end up being a better place because of it. That's just my way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it to give them the opportunity to flip the switch, I guess, sooner than what they want, or sooner than what they're planning on.
Okay, well, let's think about it, though. Even over here, when there's a tragic event, everybody is sad, mourn, and are respectful. I mean, even your family members, when they pass away, it's not until the anniversary when it becomes a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing over there, you know. You got 100 people who just got killed yesterday. You got another 100 sitting in the hospital, hurt and maimed. You can't really throw a party the next day.
No, true. Agree
right?
with that. Yep. Okay. That.
Yeah. Now, what I thought you was going to was the fact that Iran, the militia, everybody else know that 3 days of mourning is up to 3 days, and what do we do then? They're trying to figure out everything they can do to stop it, that's for sure. And at some point, you know, the U.S., the CBI, everybody was going to have to say, just do it. And now we'll have a new strategy for afterwards instead of that. And again, those are the things that make me lead up to the fact or think they're trying to rebuild their reserves before they make the announcement. So I don't know.
All right, that part of it I didn't, that makes sense. That makes sense. Do you, Tony, do you think that, because we haven't heard anything about the banks in Texas, obviously, they haven't come in yet. And so in your way of thinking, we're still under that kind of, I don't know what you want to call it, where they, unless they're called in, then we're still on the wait. But if they are called in, then that's the clue as to the fact that it's going to happen. Do you still agree with that?
I do. A couple things didn't happen, okay? Texas,
right.
Not to be called in. They didn't even have a meeting. Actually, they called me on Saturday and said, you know, what's all the noise? What are all these other banks doing? Oh, was it Friday? Yeah, Friday. I'm getting called. Oh, yeah, they were excited about Reno, though. There was an attack to Reno in Texas. And, hey, Bob got paid, and everybody's going to get paid, and they said, bring other people in. And I said, Bob didn't get paid. Because they didn't. Yes, they got that all over again and got them all excited about nothing. There's nothing going on in our banks. We're not having meetings, briefings. And I said, because it's not happening. Because it wasn't happening. And we know it's not until then. The markets didn't get notified on Friday. No kind of notification, not 48-hour notification. So I know it's not happening. That's all. Those are some things that just have to be done in order for it to really happen. Now, I mean, I get the information every time, but I got enough sources, I think, even if they try and hide it, I'm going to get it right last minute. But I know it didn't, and that's why I was so confident, unfortunately, that the information, all this good information wasn't going to happen. Not that it was wrong or anything. And we said battles.
Sure. Well,
I guess I'm like everybody else or most everybody else in that we got to go through it to get to it, and we're not quite done doing that. So fingers crossed, say a prayer, and hopefully this will happen sooner than later, and Mahjong lady can celebrate. So anyway, have a great day, you two. Well, happy birthday, Wayne, too, right? Is that what she said? Her husband's name is Wayne?
Wayne, yes.
Wayne.
Yep. Okay, well, happy birthday, Wayne, and good luck on Friday.
Hold up,
have
Walt.
A good day, you too.
Don't go away yet. Tony, I had this letter that came in the mail. I want to read this real quick. It says, this is the first time I have corresponded with you. I've never called in, nor have I donated before. For one reason or another, I have not been able to contribute money to your cause until now. However, I hope the many people I have introduced to the current TRV and have referred to your most enjoyable and informative conference calls have contributed. Least of all, my old friend, Walt. I was the person that introduced Doctor to the RV expectations. He became very involved immediately. He began listening to you. I am sure you know his last name, but do not feel I am at liberty to expose it to others. He has become quite actively involved and is one of your most faithful and vocal followers. It now appears he is a TNT celebrity. You can ask him about his lady friend in Florida that introduced him to all of this so many years ago. Do you remember who that is, Walt?
Walt got lady friends all over. How are he supposed to remember one in Florida?
Oh, gosh. Now, you guys, come on. I did hear, and she mentioned that she had said I didn't know there was that much in that letter, but the fact that I'm a faithful and loyal follower of you guys, that's all the truth. So
I
appreciate the kind words.
Well, we just skipped over that part and got to the lady friend part.
Jesus, I'm at a loss for words. I don't know what to tell you.
All right,
so
well,
I'll take my own advice. When in doubt, don't say a word.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated.
Yeah, you bet.
All right.
Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Ray.
Yes, sir. Take care. 909 area code. You are next.
Hello, hello, gentlemen. How's it going?
Greetings.
Super fantastic.
There you go. There you go. Absolutely, I agree. And just a comment, really, because man, I've barely been in this 5 years, and I'm going, okay, they said it again. We'll just wait till it literally happens. And I get, you know, the interceptions, as I call it, as far as the bombing thing, in my humble opinion, of course. And I agree, you know, with you, you know, as far as what can they do to hold it up. And I definitely respect your words, man. You're a powerful guy. And I definitely, man, bruh, I wish there was more guys like you and Ray as well. I don't mean to leave you out, Ray. You know, it's just the eating thing on the microphone. I didn't miss that one. He was like smacking something in me, and you could hear it. I said, oh, okay, he's munching on something. but definitely just wanted to tell you guys I appreciate you. and just waiting like everyone else. That's pretty much it. You guys have a great one.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you, too. All right.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. 757, area code, you're on. Okay, 217, area code. You're
yes.
on.
Did you say 217?
Yes.
Yep, 217.
Let's slow this thing down a little bit here. Okay, I've got one question. The other day when I was talking, well, it said, you know, I wanted to put the rest of my group. Then do I have a list of their names when I ask the guy, say, okay, I want the rest of my family and group to have the same as I. Is that when I give it to them?
If he agrees to your terms, yeah, he's going to need that information. So you say, here are the people, their phone numbers, or you want me to call and come and give them your phone number so we can schedule appointments and get this done. But he has to, I mean, that's the only way he's going to know who they are.
That's what I know. Let's see.
We give it to
what
him.
What if some of them have actually got there ahead of me?
Well, then theirs is already done. Nothing you can do about it. You can't include it. They already did theirs.
I didn't know if they could look it up in the computer and give them the same rate.
Nope, not going to happen. Once it's signed,
okay.
It's a done deal.
Okay, then I'll tell them as soon as I know when I'm going to set theirs behind that.
Yep.
Say the next day behind me.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the one putting the proposal together. You have to go in there first.
Yeah. I didn't get to hear the first part. Did anything happen or will happen yet, you think? I heard about the explosion, and then.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for a call back to see how that's going to go. But
okay.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Okay. And if you will look for the telephone number I sent in, and I guess it's a couple of weeks ago, I sent you a donation.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate
okay.
it.
Thanks for getting me on today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
The background you hear is my tractor.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were flying the plane. But okay.
Well,
tractor.
Yeah, but I got the wheels on the ground.
Okay.
All right. Thanks to both of you. God bless you to you, and thanks for getting to talk to you today.
Yes, sir.
All
Take
right.
care now.
Yeah. Bye.
863 area code. You are on.
Hi, this is a grateful heart from Lakeland, Florida. This is my first time
being
on here. But hey, I wanted to ask a question with the Zim. I know Tony said that he was explaining today that the Zim. My question is. The Zim Tony talking about, is that the one we're holding, or is it, or it has to be like the 2016 as the committee guys say is the only one going? So that's the question I wanted to ask.
Well, he said, is it 2016, 2008, 2009, 100 trillion notes are the ones that are going to go. The banks are saying they're going to take all your Zim notes. I don't know what rate they're going to give, but that's what they say.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to understand that. And thank you. This is my first time calling, so I did it right. You guys have a great day, and
okay.
I love you both.
You said you're in Florida?
I'm Florida, and I'm a Grateful Heart on open mic in TNT.
No.
What was
I
that,
didn't
Tony?
Hear you.
You cut out.
Georgia? Let me look at the map. Let me see. You sound like you're from Georgia, Louisiana.
I'm from Florida. I'm from the South, so so that's probably why I sound like.
Okay.
All right. Thank
All right.
you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I think this is our guy from overseas. 447.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey there. How are you?
Hi. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good. Okay.
I've got a Vietnamese dong bank account with TransferWise, so I've got like funds electronically. What's going to happen to those? Because I thought I might be able to take them to the, you know, to the negotiation table, but it seems like I'll only be able to take the paper notes, right?
Right. Anything that you're holding electronically, the value is going to change instantly when the rate changes. So there's nothing to do with that as far as an exchange scenario. It's going to change automatically. The purchasing power will.
And then if I wanted to, we've
got
a Wells Fargo here in.
It's good.
Go ahead.
Well, the problem is because it's electronic, it's going to be whatever the Forex rate is. You're not going to get contract rates for electronic things.
Okay. And because we can't call the American 800 numbers, and I don't know how to get hold of the English one. If I wanted to call the bank, what department do I ask for?
Foreign currency. Department. Foreign Currency Exchange Department.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. Have a great day.
All right. 409, area code. You're on.
Is that me?
That is you.
That is you.
Well, good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray.
Greetings.
Not a regular caller, but do listen to you guys regularly. And so what I am thinking about is that it's causing me to wonder if something counterproductive is being said and we're not realizing it, or unless I am totally missing something, you know, in the whole picture where the exchange is concerned. So what I mean by that is this. Now, Tony always encourages that anytime it, you know, doesn't revalue, take the opportunity to buy more dong or any other currency we may like to. And I think that's sound advice. And also, almost every call he would, you know, people would ask questions and he would give us tips on how to negotiate to get the best rate or the highest rate, you know, and things like that. So I was wondering, because often I hear on the call, even today, when Tony was trying to tell someone about a question they ask about the ZIM, for example, or might be any other currency that is likely to exchange, what the rate might be, and I think Tony said this morning, these are the rates that are being given by the bank, and they seems to be high. And to use some of Tony's words, it's just crazy. So I have been wondering, you know, why does it seem crazy? Because if Tony has been giving us tips about getting the highest rate, the best rate, the contract rate, whatever, and to buy more dong, the idea being is to get the most out of this exchange. And especially since Tony always tells us that the bank people listens, you know, people in the government listens, why when the bank now give a seemingly outrageous rate, we think less of it? I remember Tony saying one time that someone ask a question and the rate that was mentioned, Tony says, who does that make sense to? If we get that rate, we'll be richer than Bill Gates. That will never happen. So my question is, you know, just to use a reference point, sometime last month, I think Bill Gates, or one of the richest people in this country, made over $1 billion in one day. So my question is, Tony, if the banks are listening and the Treasury is listening, wouldn't they see that as a reason to lower the contract rate, to lower the rate that they have been initially publishing through the banks and whatnot? What are your thoughts on that? Or am I missing something here?
Oh, a couple of things. I think every time they give you an opportunity to get more, you should get more. Now, there's a couple things in there. I tell everybody to get the dong because it has the best rate of return. Even at 47 cents, it has the best rate of return and the least amount of risk. If you don't believe in the dinar, what it's going to do, or you don't believe in the ZAM, what it's going to do, the repeating enough, the dong, you can buy it, sell it back. You're only risking 20%, so over $120. So that's why I always say buy more dong. Buy more dong. It's the best deal. It's a legitimate currency. It's already being bought and sold at the bank. So let's get that out the way. That's why we want to do it. As far as the rates, you got to remember, when I started this, the dong was going to be 5 cents. 5 cents. Nobody wasn't even getting the dong, okay? There wasn't even anything about the ZAM. The only currency out there was the dinar and then the dong. And the dinar was 371, and we could see that. We could see where it was before. We could do the math and it was 20%, do the projections, and okay. And we looked at Kuwait, saw what the Kuwaiti rate was. Okay, that makes sense. But then when they came out with 28.50, a group was going to get this, and then I'm like, that's crazy. Why would they pay somebody 28.50 for something that's worth $3.50? So we had to find out what was the reasoning behind it. First of all, it was China. Second of all, they're using it to buy oil. They are the largest consumers of oil, or buying oil in the world, because it's the only country that doesn't produce their own. So there was value in it. But they didn't get the currency like we did because they didn't participate in the war. So yes, they know you can buy it from our citizens for what? $28.50. Good, because all the U.S. really wanted was to get citizens money to get the dinar, because they're still going to use it regardless in the buying back of the oil. Well, I'm trying to use their own, but that's how it's going to be. But the rate was crazy. Then when I started hearing about rates that I hadn't even told you guys about, oh yes, I have to, you know, $30, $38, $50, $72, $120. I mean, those were people who got that, and I just thought, this is just crazy. But then when I got it from, you know, my FBI guy, my CIA guy, you know, and, you know, I had a couple of Secret Service guys on the line, I started getting information, and then I got right from somebody at the Treasury, and hey, this went through. But most importantly, I had a guy at one of the big five banks who processed the paperwork. It cost it. This is the rate that they gave me. I did the paperwork, and I'm like, oh my God, it's crazy. But it's crazy. I could see them giving one people that, one person, sir, or you know, 100 people that, 1,000, but 1 million people, 10 million. So as it goes on, we got more banks in different states, and they're all saying, that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing. This is how we were trained. I mean, they got to be real. It just doesn't make sense to me that they're going to have that many people get that rich. Now, they're not. There's 10 million people with dinar, which is probably 15 to 20 million now. But most of them, as the numbers I got out of D.C., just have 100,000. They said, most of them just have 100,000. No, they don't even believe it. Even though you're telling them, they don't even believe it. So they're going to be all, like I said, broken in 2 years anyway. Very few people. I said, I know one guy with 1,000 Zim notes. Now, when they were going to, which they were going to do one time, do structured payouts over 10, 20 years, I said, okay, now those numbers make sense. It's like the lottery. They're going to pay it over 20 years and hope you die at five. But anyway, now it made sense. And now we know those numbers are real. And I don't know that they're doing structured payouts anymore because he didn't say they were. But they are giving higher interest rates and higher amounts if you let them hold, 30, 50, 70% of it. So when I say who does that make sense to, it didn't make sense. But we also know we know less than 30% of the whole plan. So it may make sense to somebody who knows the whole plan. It doesn't make sense what we're seeing right now for Iraq to lower their people down to 1460, 1500. And then the article yesterday said, hey, if we do what we're supposed to do, it would be 3,000 to one. And then you really, but there's a plan there to make everybody else use those 3-0 notes up to cut off Iran. And they're desperate right now. We're cutting off this auction, cutting off that money. It's making them even more and more desperate. And I think they're trying to choke the life out of them before they do the RV. I wasn't supposed to say that. But anyway, there's a reason for it, is the point that they're doing. There's a reason they're giving us these numbers that they didn't start out with, and the plan evolved all along the way. Now, with the economy, what's happening in the world, and they're like, throw some more money at it, throw some more money at it. You got to realize it's no different than, again, I keep using it as an example. They couldn't find $5 million for Donald Trump to build a wall. Right? You guys know I'm no Trump fan. So I'm just saying, Treasury couldn't find $5 million in to build a wall, but then they found $1 trillion for COVID. Does that make sense to anybody? No. Then they find $900 billion more. But you couldn't find $5 billion because that was the reason you didn't do it, because you couldn't find $5 billion. Now Biden has found $2 trillion more and talking about doing another $2 trillion. So we just got to realize things didn't change. Doesn't always make sense to me and you. But we're not in charge of it. We're not, driving the train, guiding the plan, anything else. So we just have to live with it. But it's crazy. I don't like it when I first hear it. I never have, because it didn't make sense. So until I actually verify it with people I know and trust and are in situations, it just doesn't make sense. Hopefully I explained all that.
Yeah, thank you for trying to help me to understand it. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, sir.
All right, sir. Time to wrap this one up.
Okay, then.
Put it to bed.
All right, guys. It's a marvelous Monday. I forgot to give Tish some credit today. Always going to give Tish credit because she keeps me on my toes. It's a good thing. So do what I'm going to do, guys, and enjoy the rest of your day. I think we're right where we need to be. Hopefully before the end of this week is over. You got to remember, before, Ramadan started, my guy said it was going to happen during Ramadan. But a lot of people said EID is the 2 days after, which is the actual time of giving. So every day brings us closer. But we know we are here the budget's passed, there's articles out, there's newsletters going out that it will be implemented. I told you guys what they were told Friday, that look for something this week, I mean the citizens. And I also said if they don't get it, we might see more of an uproar, which make it come that much faster. So we'll see what happens. We're in a good spot. I'm not concerned at all. I just can't wait. Because I'm like so many of you. I know that I'm tired. I am tired. But more important than that, I'm just ready to be rich. All right? So have a super fantastic day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And if anything happens, you know, we'll tweet it out, later put it in the form, or we'll do another call. That's what we need to do. All right, enjoy your day. Ready? Yeah, the other Ray. Not that Ray, the other Ray. Ray?
All right, folks. That's going to do it for us for this marvelous-er Monday. We'll talk to you on Wednesday, if not sooner. So keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
gonna get better. Put the same old parents. Go in the room and ground your children. Put your arms around them and let them know it's gonna get better. If you trust in him, hang on in there. God told me to tell you it's gonna get better.
God's gonna do it.
You can't have
your storm is over. I believe your rain is gone away.
Clouds have moved.
I believe you'll make it through it. Oh, I believe.
About your future.
To stop conference recording, press 1. To return to the conference, press star. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we're out of here. Enjoy your marvelous Monday.